In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Apostle St. Paul, from his prison in Rome, gives this recommendation to the Christian of Ephesus: to be faithful children of God and of the Church. We know only one Church, one body and one Spirit, says the Apostle, since we acknowledge one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. We know one Lord. God revealed Himself. Invisible, He made Himself visible, assuming our human nature, to conquer His Creator. It is not an unknown God that we adore. We do not offer our prayers to a deity. Through divine grace, we are made able to lift our souls to God Himself. In prayers, we address to a person. Through divine adoption, we follow the Lord, firstborn of a multitude and head of His Church. Let no one or nothing diminish the gift you receive, having the Lord Jesus as the head, guide, and model. We know one faith, since we know one teaching. Faith is founded on the authority and veracity of the teacher. Our teacher in faith is the Lord Jesus, through His prophets, His apostles, and Himself. Could we expect a better teacher? God, who made Himself one of us to lift our reasoning to the highest truth. Let no one or nothing diminish in you, in your family, the gift of faith, the divine teacher entrusted to His Church. We know one baptism, one way to receive the grace of redemption through the death and resurrection of the Lord. Baptism brought us to supernatural life and gives us the pattern for our conversion, to let the old creature, its habits, pride, and vanity die, and to be renewed in Christ. Let no one and nothing diminish the gift you receive from the Lord, faith and the sacraments of faith. According to the words of the Apostle St. Paul, walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called. We are not the best, obviously, but we receive the best gift. We receive them from the best hands, the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Holy Church. To diminish what we owe, this is false humility. Real humility considers the greatness of what we receive. It leads to gratitude and true mindness and patience. Mindness and patience, since we recognize our common condition with a neighbor. We recognize the same needs to grow in virtues. Some have the mission to raise someone else in virtues, first the parents, to someone entrusted with such a mission. Your mindness and patience are like the two horses that carry with efficiency one's soul to its achievement. Real humility disposes us to act in charity with the neighbor. In our communities, at work, in family, we consider the advantages our soul received with divine grace. If we put first what we truly are through divine grace, and not what we are with our personal strength, we are sure to keep a fair behavior with the others, not excusing the weaknesses, neither indulging the arrogance. Especially when we realize that divine faith gives us an advantage in some situation. Let us praise St. Michael while his solemnity is not far from us, that he protects the Church of Christ, and that the gift we received will be possessed in peace by the greatest numbers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.